Hello, Leo. Once again, good evening to everyone.
在这里再一次向大家说一声晚安。
Praise God that all of us can make some time this evening to study and meditate on God's word, and then also later to pray more.
那么感谢神，我们今天晚上大家可以一起聚集来这边思想、聆听神的话语，然后最后我们还可以再多一次的祷告。
We know that recently in the New York area, we've been reading this second section in the book of Psalms.
我们知道我们在纽约地区现在正在读诗篇的第二段落。And
so I thought tonight we could spend some time to meditate on and study Psalm 66.
所以我们今天晚上呢，想要就是来更进一步来深思，还有来学习诗篇的第66篇。And
our topic for tonight is, How awesome are your works?
我们今天晚上的题目是你的作为何等可畏。So
let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 66.
所以我们请一起先来看诗篇第66篇。When
we read this psalm, I think all of us could see that the main theme is the author desiring to praise God for his wonderful works and deeds.
那么所以我们从这个诗篇的最一开始 我们就知道这个主题是用来赞美神的作为是何等的伟大。This
theme runs throughout the whole psalm.
那么这个主题贯穿了整首诗歌。For
example, if we read verse 3,
比如说我们看第三节,
it says, Say to God, how awesome are your works?
当第三节, 当对神说, 你的作为何等可畏。
Okay. We can also jump to verse 5.
我们接着看第五节,
he says, Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men.
第五节, 你们来看神所行的, 他向世人所做的事是可畏的。
And then also if we jump later to verse 16.
那么我们如果再跳到第16节,
he says, Come and hear all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul.
16节又说, 凡敬畏神的人, 你们都来听, 我要述说他为我所行的事。
So again, we see this great desire from the author to really want to express his praises for the awesome works of God.
所以我们可以看到这个诗人他的最大的渴望就是用他的诗歌来赞美神的大而可畏。
Now we know that God, he is spirit and therefore invisible.
我们知道神是灵, 所以他基本上是看不见的。
And therefore, often he feels very hidden and very far away.
所以我们常常可能觉得他是隐藏的, 然后离我们非常遥远。
And then in that case, how can you then observe God's works or actions?
那么如果是这样的话, 我们要怎么样能够查验神的行动还有他的作为呢？
But when we read this psalm, we can see that the author has many different works of God in mind.
但是我们如果在读这篇诗篇的时候，我们发现诗人他有很多的观察的角度，然后把它记录下来。And
so we can look at this psalm and then find the main verbs and actions where God is the subject.
所以我们如果来看当时 这个诗篇里面的把神当作主词以后，它所衍生出来的动词或者是行动。
Right, and then you look at all those actions, and then we can pretty much categorize it.
你如果直接就从它的动词来看，你事实上就可以开始产生分类。
And from my personal study, I feel that he's basically trying to praise four awesome works of God.
那么就我个人的观察，起码可以分成有四个主要的神大而可畏的作为。Now,
of course, when we look at the whole Bible, obviously there's more than just these four. God, of course, works in many different ways.
当然，我们如果纵览整本新旧约的圣经全书的时候，我们发现神的作为绝对不止这四样。But
at least if we just kind of focus on this psalm, it gives us then a narrower scope, right? And then gives us this four concrete divine actions we can meditate on.
但是如果我们今天把范围缩小到这个诗篇, 起码我们可以 把就是神的作为把它缩小成这四个最主要的项目。
And if we think about each one, and meditate on it, I think it will help us to be more sensitive to God's presence in our lives.
那么如果我们能够查验这四项神的作为的话，我们事实上会对神所做的事情会更加的敏感。
And then the result is we can be very much like this psalmist who is very thankful and full of joy.
所以我们就能够像这个诗歌的作者，能够充满了喜乐，然后对神充满了赞美。
So this evening, I would like to then just share these four divine actions, right, that the author probably has in mind.
那么，所以我们今天就要来探讨在这个诗歌里面诗人所探讨的四项神性的作为。
So let's jump to the first one, which is found in verse 6.
所以我们来找第一样，就是记载在66篇的第六节。
Right, so in verse 5, he's inviting us to come and see the works of God.
那第五节，诗人邀请我们来看神大而可畏的作为。
So in verse 6, it says, He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There, we will rejoice in him.
所以第六节说到他将海变成干地，众民步行过河，我们在那里因他欢喜。
This verse summarizes the first major type of work that we can see from God.
所以在这个经节里面，他已经把它浓缩成为一个神第一样最主要能够施行的作为。
Because when it says he turned the sea into dry land, we do know this is a reference of God opening the Red Sea so that there could be dry land for the Israelites to cross over.
那么我们知道这边提到的海变成干地是指着当初神让红海分开变成干地，让以色列百姓可以渡过红海。
And then when it says they went through the river on foot,This is a reference to how later, just 40 years later, the Jordan River, the flow was stopped, and then they could cross over by foot.
然后步行过河事实上就是指着在经过40年之后，以色列百姓凭着信心能够让看见约旦河河水止住，让他们可以渡过约旦河。
And so basically this is talking aboutGod's saving work.
所以这边所提到的是神拯救的作为。
Right? The first awesome work of God is how he saves.
所以第一个大而可畏的作为是神如何施行拯救。
Right? He brought the Israelites out of Egypt through the Red Sea and then eventually crossing the Jordan into the promised land.
所以我们看见神如何带领以色列百姓出埃及，渡过红海，然后在后来能够再一次渡过约旦河进到应许的迦南美地。
They can escape a land of bondage and slavery and enjoy the abundance in the land that God provided for them.
所以他们能够脱离之前的那种捆绑还有奴役的生活，然后进到神所应许的迦美之地。
So the third part of verse 6 then says, There we will rejoice in him.
所以在这一节的第三个段落就说到我们在那里因他欢喜。
Here, I think when I read this, it tells me that the author probably wasn't a first-hand witness to these things.
我们如果从这个就是诗人他这个句子里面的词性，我们可以看到这个诗人他并不是亲眼第一手观察到这一切。
So there's like a separation between his present when he's writing this, and then the time and place of those events he's writing about.
那么，所以就是你会发现，就是当诗人在写作的那个时间，跟他所陈述、所描述那个现象的时间跟地点是分开来的。
But when he says there, we will rejoice in him, it's kind of like,He's traveling back in time and space to then really appreciate this awesome work of God.
那么 这个当他说将要欢喜的时候，他用的这个时态好像是他又再次回到了现在，然后把他所看到的过去再一次表达出他对神的感谢。
Okay. So, this is a good invitation for us to also follow.
那么事实上这也是对我们来讲是一个很大的鼓励，鼓舞我们可以去学习效法的。
Because he says there, we,Right, we will rejoice in him.
因为这边提到的主词是我们。
Yeah, so he's inviting us to also join him and kind of put ourselves in that time, that place, and that situation.
所以诗人邀请我们把我们的时空放到那个过去那个充满神迹、充满拯救那个地方，能够跟着他们一起欢喜。
And truly, I think if we were there, I mean, just kind of.Seeing these two walls of water, right? If you, yeah, and then you just kind of suddenly see a river stop flowing. I mean, that is really awesome miracles, right?
所以想想看，如果我们真的能够带回到那个时空，真的看见大水在我们面前分开来的时候，我们应该能够非常发自内心赞美神奇妙的作为。
Right. But I think something that's more practical is thinking aboutGod's saving work in our life right now, right?
但是一个更实际的想法是神拯救的作为是如何适应在我个人的身上。
Right. So yes, we can only imagine about, you know, the Red Sea 3,500 years ago, right?
我们可能3500年前的红海我们只能用想象的。
But in terms of God's saving work,Many of us, we don't have to think that far back, right?
但是对我们每个人个人所领受到神的救恩，我们不需要回溯到这么遥远的时间。
Right, at most, maybe just a few decades, some decades, right, ago.
当然，可能最多也不过就是几十年以前。
Right, so of course, saving can refer to physical level and spiritual levels.
当然，拯救它可以是属于身体肉身的，或者是属灵上的拯救。
Right, maybe, you know, we think back to where God really preserved our life and saved us from death.
我们可以想象就是神可能曾经保护我们的生命，让我们能够避开死亡。
Right, there's quite a few members, right, that have been in car accidents, right, and sometimes it's snowing, sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's just something sudden that happens on the highway. Mm-hmm. But then God...just with his hand covered us and saved us.
那么我们有很多弟兄姐妹见证可能是在雪中可能在大雨里或者就是突乎意料的状态下在开车的时候神保护让我们能够免于车祸所造成的伤害或者死亡。
It could be that we faced some type of serious illness, right? Or even terminal illness, and then God preserved our life and saved us.
或者是说我们生命中有一个重大的疾病或者是面临可能是已经是绝症的状态下神施行拯救救活了我们。
It could be sometimes we face a physical danger with somebody attacking us, right? Or some type of a very difficult, dangerous situation and God pulled us out of that danger.
那么有时候可能我们正处到非常极端危险人身伤害或者是我们个人伤害神却把我们带离那个地方保护了我们。
But then on top of all these physical salvations, all of us have enjoyed the spiritual salvation of Jesus.
但是在这些我们人身保护的体验跟见证以外我们是让每个人都得到神属灵的保护跟拯救。
Especially that moment that we received the baptism from the Lord Jesus, right? And his blood washed away our sins.
尤其是当我们接受到主耶稣基督大水的洗礼用主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪的那一刻。
So I think when the author says, there we will rejoice in him, yeah, I think we should also often apply that in our spiritual life.
所以在66篇第六节说到我们在那里因他欢喜的时候是的我们也应该要在那个地方与他与神一同欢喜。
Let us always go back there, right? Go back to that salvation, to that grace that we experienced.
我们要时常回到那个我们被神拯救的那一刻那个地方时刻的思想感谢。
Right? Go back to that that time and place, because that is God's work in your life.
要回到那个时间那个地方，因为那是神在我们身上施行大能拯救的那一刻。
And truly, I think your heart will be filled with awe, right? And you will want to praise and thank God.
这个时候你 的全身全心会充满了敬畏，那么这个时候你就会想要真心诚意的向神祈求想感谢。
So that's the first awesome work of the Lord.
所以这是第一个神大而可畏的作为。
God's saving, God's salvation.
神的拯救，神的救赎。
But another awesome work is then found in verse 7.
那么另外一个神伟大奇妙的作为是在第七节。
Let's read Psalm 66, verse 7.
我们请读诗篇66篇第七节。
He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves.
第七节，他用全能治理万民直到永远，他的眼睛鉴察列邦，悖逆的人不可自高。
So this verse kind of changes the subject a little bit, changes the theme.
那么我们可以看到这一节，它事实上它的好像它的画面又换了。
Right, so here is mostly talking about how God reigns, how God rules, right? His ruling, that's also an awesome work that we should appreciate.
那么这边重点开始陈述在神他是如何用他的全能来治理，那这也是神另外一项非常奇妙的作为。
So the first line of verse 7 says, He rules by his power forever.
这边第七节开始的时候说神用全能治理万民直到永远。
This touches upon many, many things and many ideas for me, yeah.
那么这个让我能够联想到很多的事情。
Of course, I think you can immediately think about creation, right? How God is the creator and has power over all he has created.
对啊，然后所以你可以第一个想到是神的创造，神用他的大能创造了天地万物。
And that touches upon, you know, how God is absolutely sovereign over everything.
那我们可以直接联想到神他绝对的主权。
He has absolute authority, right? And then over everything.
然后他在万物上一切绝对的权柄。
And then how majestic this God is, right? In his power.
那么在他的大能之下，神是何等的威严。
And not only that, in verse 7, it says he rules by his power forever.
那么第七节特别强调说神治理万民是直到永远。
So this also talks about how God is eternal, right? He transcends time. He's above time too.
我们可以看到这边特别强调神是如何超越时间，在时间之上。
And so as this King of Kings, he gives this order and he gives this, he's the sustaining force, right? In this whole world.
我们知道神他是万王之王。然后他全能持续永一直持续不断的存在持续着。
And so every day of our existence, we are directly or indirectly being sustained, by this God's ruling, right? God's reign.
所以甚至可以说，我们每天的存在，直接或者是间接，都是透过神的大能来持续维持着。
Right? In Second Peter, it says.By the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water.
那么在彼得后书里面提到说，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。
That's God's, the power of God's word, just talking about how the earth, right, is in water and also out of the water.
所以就说这边提到就是说凭着神的话语这个地本来是在水里头它又可以从水里冒出来。
Referring to the second day of creation.、Right?
这个等于是在陈述当初创世纪里面神第二天的创造。
Right. In Colossians, it also talks about Jesus Christ.
那么在哥罗西书里面也提到了主耶稣基督。
It talks about how...Jesus is before all things.
在这边哥罗西书 保罗特别提到说主耶稣是在万有之先。
And then in him, all things consist.
那么提到说万有也靠着耶稣来出现。
So again, everything is sustained and dependent and is and consists because of him.
那么因为有神有耶稣，所以万物可以存在，可以持续，可以被支持。
In Hebrews, it also says, Jesus Christ upholds all things by the word of his power.
那么在希伯来书更进一步的说，神用他全能的命令托住万有。
Right. So yeah, this whole universe and everything is under God's power. And that's really awesome when you think about it.
所以我们知道说这宇宙万有都是神所维持的。所以我们光是想到这点就知道这是多么可畏的一件事情。
Right, you just think about like the vastness of the universe.
你就想象这个宇宙何其的浩瀚。
You can just think about matter itself.
你可以想象物质本身。
Right, like in the physics of the last century, right, we learned that matter is energy.
我们在最后一个世纪的物理学，近代物理学里面，我们知道说这个物质事实上就是能量。
Right, and so all of that, right, is within God's control. Yeah.
So, 这些一切的物质跟能量都在神的控制之下。
Yeah, and that came from Him and was created by Him.
那么这都是来源自于他，然后被他所创造。
So, how awesome is that? Yeah, is that ruling and that power and authority of God?
那个全能，那个能力是何等的奇妙又伟大。
But in verse 7, it continues by saying, His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves.
但第七节他又记着说，神的眼睛鉴察列邦，悖逆的人不可以自高。
So now, like, while it's talking about while God really is the King of Kings and is above everything.
一方面他提到神是万王之王，在一切之上。
But then also talking about God's interaction with us.
但是后面又更进一步的陈述，事实上神一直不断的在跟我们互动着。
And then also how God is omniscient and also examining, observing what we do.
所以更进一步提到说神的全知，而且不断的在鉴察我们在做什么。
And that eventually his righteousness, his justice will also prevail.
所以到最后神的公义将要胜过一切。
Because he's not observing the nations and he eventually will not let the rebellious evil ones become puffed up or with pride.
因为神的眼目鉴察世界各国，所以他不会让那个邪恶的事情能够跑出来，然后来超越一切。
So eventually righteousness, justice of God will prevail.
所以最后神的公义跟正直将要胜过一切。
Nothing will escape an accounting with God.
那么这世界上没有一样东西能够脱离神的计算。
Right. So in Proverbs it tells us, the spirit of a man is the lamp of God, of the lamp of the Lord.
所以在箴言里面告诉我们，人的灵是神的灯。
And it's searching all the inner depths of the heart.
然后神的灯将要鉴察人的心腹。
And then, so all of this is known by God and eventually will be judged by God.
所以一切神都知道，而且神将要审判。
So right now, of course, when we observe the world, there of course is a lot of evil, right? And injustice.
当然我们就是看着视野去看，我们发现全地充满了邪恶跟罪恶。
We know here in New York City, recently there's been a lot of reports of, you know, of violence, right? People getting killed, subway violence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
所以我们知道最近在纽约市里面有很多的那种暴力，还有一些犯罪的事件。
Of course, internationally, right? Recently, we also see basically an unprovoked war now taking place.
那么甚至在我们国际间现在有那种没有挑衅而引起的战争正在进行着。
And so even though temporarily, sometimes we do see a lot of these type of things, but we trust and believe, right, that God eventually will judge all and make things right.
对，我们虽然在眼前总是看到很多这样子让人遗憾的事情，但是我们相信有一天神会彰显他的公义，他会审判一切。
Right, whether in this life or right in the final judgment.
不论是在这个现世，或者是在将来审判的时候。
Right, because he is the ruler of all, right? And he will observe and nothing will escape him.
因为他是万物的审判者，没有任何一样东西能够逃过他的审判。
A few years ago, I was happened to be in Taiwan for some meetings.
那么几年前，我曾经在台湾参加一个会议。
And afterwards, we were able to spend, I think, like 3 days visiting some churches, our churches.
那么就是后来有大概三天的时间可以去访问台湾的几间教会。
And if my records are correct, one time we visited Bo Ai Church.
对，那如果我们的我的当时的记录是正确的话，我当时访问一间教会叫做博爱教会。
And the one of the church probably council member or maybe a minister was maybe a deacon was sharing some testimonies.
那么在当地教会的一位负责人或执事和我分享了一个见证。
He was sharing with everyone because it was a group visitation.
那么这是一个就是一个团体的访问，所以说是他就分享给所有参加的人。
And so he was sharing how the chapel was rebuilt. Yeah.
他就描述说这个教会的会堂是怎么样重建的。
Yeah, and but before it was rebuilt, of course the church was collecting a lot of donations.
那么当然在教会重建之前，教会就是收集了很多的奉献。
But one day, the offering box was stolen.
但是有一天奉献箱被偷了。
And so I think it was the church council, or many church members, they prayed very diligently.
那么所以在那个时候，教会负责人还有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们非常殷勤迫切的祷告。
And they, I think there was one day they prayed 3 times.
他们甚至有一次是一天祷告三次。
And so after the second prayer, a member saw a hand pointing to where the box was.
那么在第二次祷告中，有一个信徒在异象中看见有一只手指着那个箱子跑去哪里。
And it was already dark. It was very late already.
那么事实上那已经是一个非常非常晚非常暗的时候。
And so they took flashlights and then they went and then they saw the offering box which was empty. That was where it was.
那么他们就拿着手电筒去找，他们的确看到了奉献箱，但是那个奉献箱是空的。
And then after the third prayer, another member saw a vision.
那么到第三个祷告的时候，有另外一个信徒看到异象。
The vision revealed to him or her, who stole the offering box.
那么这个异象就启示他是谁偷了奉献箱。
Right. And then so they went and they found that person.
所以他们就到离开，然后找到那个人。
And he confessed to everything.
然后那个人他就是坦白他做这件事。
So truly, yeah, this is the God that we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的这位真神。
He rules. This is his awesome work.
所以这他统治一切，这是他奇妙的作为。
Right. So yes, while sometimes the world will have unjust and evil things happen.
有的时候在世界上你会看到一些不公平然后不正义的事情。
While sometimes the evil prosper.
有时候甚至你可以看到这些罪恶非常猖狂。
Right. But in the end, God's justice will prevail.
但是最后神的公义将要胜过一切。Right.
Let's now go to another awesome work of God.
So, 我们再来看另外一个神大而可畏的作为。
Let's now read verse 8.
我们请看第八节。
Psalm 66, verse 8.
诗篇第六十六篇第八节。
Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Verse 9.
第九节。
Who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. Verse 10.
第十节,
For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. Verse 11.
十一节,
you brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. Verse 12.
12节,
we have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. Please read them.
诗篇六十六篇第八节，万民啊，你们当称颂我们的神，使人得听赞美他的声音。第九节，他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。第十节，神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。十一节，你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上。十二节，你使人坐车嘎我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
These five verses now talk about another work, right?
那么在五个经节里面提到神另外一项作为。
The main thing it's talking about is how God tests and refines us.
那么基本上来讲就是神如何的来试验我们，熬炼我们。
So this is also, it seems counterintuitive, but it's also an awesome work of God.
这个听起来好像是不像是一个正面的作为，但事实上它是让我们反过来思想神奇妙的作为。
So we can see the author, he went through some type of hardship.
我们可以看到在这个段落当中，这个诗人遭遇到很多的困难。
In verse 9, it seems like his life was even in danger.
甚至在第九节可以看到他甚至几乎要性命不保了。
Right, so that's why God, he praising God that he kept his soul among the living.
所以这边诗人才会说感谢神，说他神让他的性命能够保留下来。
But looking back, according to verse 10, he realized that this was all of God's test.
在第十节，他试着去回想理解，原来这一切都是神的试验。
And the testing, he knew it refined him like silver is refined.
他这个试验的过程就好像在把那个就是熬炼银子炼得更纯净。
So that is basically heating until it's basically boiling and all the impurities are burned off so that what remains is a pure silver.
所以就好像你用非常高的温度让它蒸发，让那些不纯净的渣子都烧掉以后留下最纯净的部分下来。Right.
So the testing from God left him pure and also closer to God.
那么这个试验的过程会让他变得更纯净，更亲近神。
So that hardship, according to verse 11 and 12, he says, you, right, God, you brought us to the net, right?
所以在十一节、十二节是神把我们带进了这个困难当中。
Right, the net is like he felt stuck. He felt like he couldn't get out.
这个网罗就好像把你给卡住，你没办法离开。
And then affliction on our backs, right? So he felt it was so burdensome.
所以把重担放在身上，所以你觉得非常的沉重。
Verse 12, it seemed like this was all because of other people attacking him.
那么十二节甚至可以看到，这是有人在攻击他。
Right, and it felt like going through fire, being burnt, or going through water, like almost drowning.
就好像被火焚烧，被水淹没。
Right, but in the end, he saw how God delivered them and brought them into rich fulfillment.
但是最后他却经历了神的拯救，到把他最后带到了丰富之地。
So this is actually also part of God's work sometimes in our lives.
所以这在我们生命中，这也是神的一部分的作为。
The Bible is consistent in telling us that God, God often does test us.
所以圣经非常一致有就是有次序的告诉我们，我们在人生当神会用很多的方法来试验我们。
For example, when the Bible talks about Abraham,
比方说当圣经提到了亚伯拉罕
，right? It says in Genesis, right, that after these things, God tested Abraham.
比如说在创世纪里面二十二章提到说，经过这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕
，right? Abraham, who is the so-called father of faith.
我们知道圣经上面称呼亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And who by that time had already passed many tests of faith already too.
他在那个时候事实上已经经历过无数大大小小的考验了。
But now there was one more, one of the most challenging, probably the most challenging one.
但是还留下一个最后可以说是最困难的挑战。
Just God wanted him to offer his son Isaac.
就是神要他献上他的爱子以撒。
Later on, when the Israelites were in the wilderness, the Bible also says God tested them.
那么后来以色列百姓进入旷野的时候，神也说在试验他们。
Right. Within a, I think a couple months of leaving Egypt, they went to a place called Mara.
他们在离开埃及大概几个月时间以后，到一个地方就是马拉。
And Mara means bitter because the water there was bitter.
马拉这个字的本意就是苦的意思，因为那个地方他们的水是苦的。
And then they complained to Moses saying, what can we drink?
他们那个时候埋怨摩西，我们那个地方可以喝什么？
Right, and then Moses also cried out to God, and then God showed him a tree.
那么这个时候摩西也向神哀哭，所以神就为他预备了树。
And then when they cast the tree into the waters, then the waters were made sweet.
那么所以当他把那个棕榈树 的树放进水里，水就变甜了。
Right, and the Bible says, you know, God made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them.
所以神也用各样的律例典章来试验他的百姓。
Right. Just I think within a couple weeks, then they also were collecting manna.
所以在经过几个星期之后，他们开始收集玛纳。
And the Bible also says, you know, I will rain bread from heaven for you.
他说他会从天上降下粮给你们。
And everyone should go and gather a certain quota every day.
所以每个人每天要去拿他刚得的份回到家里。
And the reason is because that I may test them.
原因是因为要借着这个方法来试验你们。
To see whether they will observe God's law or not.
为了要试验他们是否能够遵行神的律例还是不行。
And the main law in the main focus was Sabbath keeping.
那么这个条就是这一个约定里面最关键就是他们愿不愿遵守安息日。
Yeah, right. So this is another example how God will test his people.
所以我们可以看到这是另外一个神如何试验他百姓的一个例子。
One time also Hezekiah, the Bible says God's spirit departed from him.
那么有一次圣经上面特别记载就是神的灵离开西西家王。
And the reason was to test him.
那么神的灵离开他原因是为了要试验他。
Right. So that God could know what was really in his heart.
所以借这个方法神可以明白王心里真正的想法是什么。
So you can see if all of these people were tested, yeah, surely our faith will be tested too.
我们知道当我们看到圣经上这么多的人曾经被神试验过，我们当然也会被神试验的。
But this is also part of God's awesome works.
但是这其实也是神奇妙作为的一部分。
It's not going to be pleasant to go through.
当然要经历试验不会是个愉快的过程。
But if we endure, right, and we learn the lessons God has for us.
但是如果我们能够忍耐，然后能够从当中能够学会或经历过这一些的考验以后。
And we see God's purpose in this.
我们明白神让我们经历的目的是什么。
Then when you look back, you will see, wow, this was very good for me.
那么我们在蓦然回首的时候我们才能够深深明白原来这一切对我是好的。
That testing, I praise God for that testing, for that affliction.
我们甚至会衷心的感谢神让我经历过这样的试验或者是困难。
Because now I am pure, I am closer to God, I am like refined silver.
因为我变得纯净能够亲近神就像精炼过的银子一样。
Right. Yeah, so, Yeah, again, it's not easy, but with God, he will help us to endure.
当然这是不容易的，但是有神的帮助，我们可以忍耐，可以度过。
And we truly will grow from it.
而且非常确确实实，我们会因为这样而成长。
Let's now go back to Psalm 66.
我们再回到诗篇第66篇。
Let's now go to the final awesome work of God.
那么我们就要到最后一个神 奇妙可畏的作为。
Let's now read verse 19 and 20.
我们请看第十九节和二十节。
Verse 19, but certainly God has heard me, is attended to the voice of my prayer. Verse 20.
二十节。
Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me.
诗篇六十六篇第十九节，但神实在听见了。他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。二十节，神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
Okay, so here it's the fourth main action that he wants to praise.
所以这是神第四样作为值得我们的赞美。
Okay, the author is telling us, wow, God, he listens to prayer. Right? He listens. This is God's awesome work.
因为诗人说神听见了我的祷告，所以这是一个非常奇妙的一件作为。
And I think this was related to his trial that he was going through as well.
那么这也当然是在描述他是如何经历过他的这些试验跟考验。
So the fact that we can pray to God and he listens is truly awesome.
那么这个我们能够向神祷告，然后神听见我们祷告，事实上这是一个非常奇妙的一个过程。
I think I've mentioned recently, right? It's kind of like you have a direct line to the president, but God is of course greater than any president.
那么我事先有做过 一定程度类比，就好像我们跟总统有专线，那但是神比所有的总统都要来的伟大。
Right, so that privilege in itself is already quite awesome when you think about it.
你想想看，能够拥有一个跟总统之间专线，这是一种像是一种特权或者是一种荣幸，能够得到这样的机会。
But not only do you have that connection, he will listen and he will often respond, right?
而且更奇妙的是，你不是只有这条线，而是他真的会去听，而且他还会回应。
Right. Now here we can see some criteria.That can help make our prayers more effective.
那么我们在这边也看到诗人有定下一些标准，我们要试着去达到，能够让这个祷告更有效率。
For example, in verse 13, the author says, "I will go into your house with burnt offerings."
比方说，在第十三节，诗人说要用燔祭进到神的殿。
This is reminding us to.Draw near to God's house. Often go to the church, right? Go to where God's people are.
那么这边就是提醒我们要常常回到神的家，回到教会，回到与神同在的弟兄姐妹当中。
In verse 13 says, "I will pay you my vows."
那么十三节甚至说这是为了要还神的愿。
Right, verse 14, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble.
那这个愿望许愿是在他急难中用嘴唇所发，口中所许的。
This tells us that when we pray with sincerity, like you pray like you really mean it.
就是我们在祷告中，我们的祷告是真心诚意，我们是认真的在祷告。
And you even can make vows if necessary, because you really desire and mean what you're praying.
那么如果真的必须的情况，在许可的情况下，你甚至可以许愿，因为这是你确切想要的。
Okay, let's read verse 15.
我们接着请看十五节。
I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats.
我又要把肥牛做燔祭，将公羊的香祭献给你，又把公牛和山羊献上。
Right, to make the prayer more effective, to help.Yeah, to allow God to listen to us even more, closely. Then we should also learn this, right? Try to be willing to serve, make offerings, and please God.
So, 为了让我们能够更亲近神，能听见我们的祷告，我们要能够将自己献上，把它献成燔祭，然后把这些美好的香祭献给神。
Because you're not just seeking to receive only, but you're telling God, I'm also going to give. I'm also going to give back. I'm also going to serve.
那么这个过程中不单只是单单的领受，而且我们愿意把我们所有的奉献出来，付出来，我们愿意来神的面前服侍。
Right. In verse 17,
在第十七节,
it's also very similar message that It says, I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue.
那么十七节有非常类似的陈述说，我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。
So again, praying with importunity, praying with praises.
所以要用，我们要情辞迫切的求，而且我们要用赞美的话语来求。
And verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
十八节特别强调，如果心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
So our prayers can only be effective if we truly distance ourselves and reject sin.
那么我们就是祷告真的要有效率，必须 要让自己的心跟世界上的事情有距离，而且要远离罪恶。
Right, because God is a holy God.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Right, so verse 13 through 18 really gives us some tips, right, as to how to make that prayer more effective.
所以十三节到十八节事实上就给我们祷告更有效的小秘诀。
Right, but in the end, God's awesome work is that He will listen. Right.
那么，但是最后神这个最奇妙作为是神会垂听。
Yeah, and then, when a prayer is when you know a prayer has been listened to by God, then you just cannot help but to praise.
当我们明白我们的祷告蒙神的垂听以后，我们就是会发自内不由自主的发出我们的感谢。
Recently, I read a testimony.
那最近我读到了一个见证。
Talking about one of our full-time preachers in a particular country.
提到了我们有一位全职的传道人在一个国家里。
And before he came into contact with True Jesus Church, there was a testimony too in his life.
那么在他接触真耶稣教会之前，事实上他也有他个人的见证。
Because he was already in a Christian family.
那他那个时候已经生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
And so, and when he was like in eighth grade, he made a vow and a prayer to God that he would like to dedicate himself to be a preacher.
那么在他八年级的时候，他事实上已经跟神立下了一个誓言，他要成为一个传道人。
But as he grew older into his last year of high school,His kind of goals in life changed. He didn't want to go to seminary.
然后但是当他到高中最后一年的时候，他的人生目标开始觉得改变了，他不想要去神学院。
So one day he returned home from high school. I think he was living away from home, and then he went back home to visit his family.
那么他可能就是离家去念高中，然后当他就是从高中回来家乡来访问他的家人的时候。
And when he went home, he was really hungry because it was a long journey.
那么这是一个非常漫长的路程，所以他肚子饿了。
And so he was looking for some of his mom's delicious food.
所以他在寻找妈妈所做的那种非常好吃的食物。
But there was no food in the kitchen.
但是厨房里面没有吃的。
And he was just like looking everywhere for some food.
所以他就到处的去寻找食物。
He saw a small package in a drawer.
他在抽屉里面看到一个小包的东西。
And he couldn't really read the words because it was really blurry.
然后他没有办法读那个包装上面写什么，因为那个字不是很清楚。
But it was really shiny, it looked like a snack.
那么可是那个包装非常的闪亮，他觉得说那可能是个零食。
And he started to eat it, and it was very delicious, actually.
然后他就把它吃到肚子，而且他觉得蛮好吃的。
And then he ate about two-thirds of the package.
他就把那一包东西吃掉三分之二。
And then he went to the school where his mother was working.
So he went to his mother's school.
And then his mother saw him and said, "Oh, you're home. Did you eat anything?"
Then his mother said, "Ah, you're home. Did you eat anything?"
And then he said, "Yes, I ate the snacks in the desk drawer."
Then he said, "I ate the snacks in the desk drawer."
And then the mother's face turned pale.
然后让妈妈的脸就变成惨白。
And then she asked, "How much did you eat?"
他就问他说：“你吃掉多少？”
He said, "More than half."
他说吃掉超过一半。
She said, "That's rat poison."
他说那个是毒老鼠的药。
I just bought it today.
那个我今天才刚买的。
And I didn't get a chance to set it, and you ate it before the rats did.
那么这个我还来不及把它收好，已经比老鼠早就把它吃完了。
Other teachers heard this and they all were trying to help.
那么所有老师听到就想要过来帮忙。
And then they were suggesting, oh, you gotta force yourself to throw up, do this or do that.
就是你要这样做那样做，你要想办法把你吃进去吐出来。
And so the mother basically took him out of the school.
妈妈马上把他带离开学校。
He thought that she was going to take him immediately to the hospital.
他以为妈妈要带他去医院。
But instead, she took him home.
但是相反的，他把他带回家了。
She told him, you should kneel down and pray sincerely.
然后他妈妈对他说，你应该现在跪下来认真的祷告。
And reflect on if you have done anything wrong.
试着去回想你是不是做错了什么事情。
Right.And so he knelt down and prayed and followed his mom's instruction.
So 他就听他妈妈的话，跪下来祷告，开始思想。
As he was praying, he heard a voice, come to him.
结果他在祷告的时候，有声音传下来跟他说。
And the sound was saying, "You need to fulfill the vow that you made."
声音告诉他说，你要去实践你的誓言。
And then he immediately was reminded of his vow of how he was going to dedicate himself to be a preacher back in eighth grade.
So 他想起他八年级跟神许下他要当传道的这个誓言。
And so in tears, he prayed to God.
所以在他的流泪当中，他这样的向神祷告。
He told God, if you save me, I will serve you for the rest of my life without regret.
神啊，如果你能够救我，我愿意用我的一生来服侍你。
So after the prayer, the mother asked him.
所以在祷告结束以后，他的妈妈问他，
Did you find out what you had done wrong?
你有发现你做错什么了吗？
And then he said yes.
他说是的，他找到了。
And then she said, that's good.
然后他妈妈说，这样就好了。
God will not let you die.
神绝对不会让你死的。
Right. And then so afterwards, she went back to work.
就这样子，他妈妈就回去继续工作了。
And truly, he did not die from the poison.
真的，他没有因为吃下毒药而死去。
Yeah. But I think, yeah, when I read this testimony, I think, again, it's like just another example of really how God listens to our prayers.
所以这是一个非常真实的例子，就是神如何听见我们的祷告。
He listens to the vows we make.
神也听见我们怎么样向他立下誓言。
He listens to our cries of repentance.
他会听见我们的呼求，还有我们的悔改。
He also, listens to our prayers for help and to be saved.
那么他也会听见我们求救祷告，让我们能够得到拯救。
And that is an awesome work of God.
这是大而可畏神奇妙的作为。
Yeah, so thank God we could study this psalm tonight.
感谢神，我们可以和大家一起来读这篇诗篇。
Right. Yes, God is often hidden.
是的，也许神常常是隐藏的。
But if we look closely, we can truly see His awesome works.
如果我们愿意就近仔细的看，我们可以看到神奇妙的作为。
Right. How He saves.
他如何拯救。
How He rules over everything.
他如何治理我们一切的万物。
How He may test us.
他如何的试验我们
，and how he listens to our prayers.
最后，他如何垂听我们的祷告
？And then truly, we cannot help but to praise him too.
所以我们之后，我们不由自主的就发自内心的来感谢赞美神。
And we would also say, like the psalmist,
就好像这个诗人这样
，How awesome are your works?
神，你的作为何等可畏。
This concludes my message. Let's now kneel down and pray together.
我们一起来做结束的祷告，同心跪下祷告。